A smile appeared on the lips of my love. Promised, uncle? Promised, but with a condition. What? Well, nothing of things sinful with that child of the earth. Vinka started laughing and I too. We never touched on that subject, but I thought of doing those things well when appropriate, getting married and things like that. And I felt that for her too it was something very important and worthy of respect. Then I checked that it was true that she too thought like me. Well, for something we are soulmates. Promised. She said, approaching to give him a kiss on the face. We all sighed with relief and joy and then laughed, releasing the tension in the ship and the house of Vinka. Thank you, Gora. Tomorrow we will wait for you at the same place like always, Vinka. Good night, said Emmy, talking over the directional microphone. I kept thinking about an intimate relation between an earthling and Onkiana. Perhaps they would have another type of organs or located elsewhere. What did I know? Some information on this subject I had acquired the last time. And not only at school, because amongst my friends there are some that appear with magazines. And others tell jokes and stories related to this topic. I was not so innocent as before, but I repeat that I was interested in doing things right at the appropriate time and in a love relationship. I decided to ask Emmy in the ear so that Crato did not meddle and did not come out with one of his antics, but I did not necessary. Yes, you can respond to my thoughts, but you cannot reproduce without a genetic adaptation. Who, Emmy? Asked Crato without knowing what our friend was talking about. We did not pay any attention to him and I asked mentally, and will you do this adaptation? Would you like to have kids? Me? Ho ho ho. For that, first I need a wife. Ho ho ho. I think yes, like everyone else. First let us see what Gora decides. Crato did not understand anything and still believing that Emmy spoke to him. Yay. And what does Gora have to do with my private matters? And if he grants permission, would you do this genetic operation? To be a missionary is a task that often demands so much that it is not always possible to attend the children well. Missionary I? Ah, it is true, parabolic child. I understand, Emmy. But it would be nice to have a baby with pointed ears. It would be more beautiful if no child dies with empty belly, and for that it takes more love in the world, and for that more work is needed on the part of the missionaries. You are right, Emmy, said Crato. When he discovers what I did, I'll be stuck in the middle with what I will do. Regarding empty belly, could we go to my cabin? I am hungry. We better go to the earth. I have just learned that the grandma of Pedro, full of hope and optimism, prepared dinner for five. Ho ho ho. Then there will be something to brighten up the heart. And a nice old lady. Go immediately into planetary child. Ho ho ho. Crato rubbed his hands happily. I almost felt the jealousy again, but it was something automatic that came into my mind by habit. When I realized that, I remembered that I was wrong to put obstacles into her privacy, and I was quiet without feeling any discomfort. Very well, Pedrito, verwell, one said, happy Emmy. Thank you, Emmy. I just hope that she does not end up being boiled in a hot sauce. A bit later I remembered that when we were in the mediation hall I could see Vinka crying and asked Emmy how I could see her inside me. Because you are united by love, and before a bond so powerful in moment of emergency those senses of which we spoke earlier are activated. Look, we have arrived. The ship was invisible over our house by the sea. The sun was setting. It was early. We got down in the darkness of the backyard, knocked the door. When my grandma opened, only I met her first. Without saying anything, I put a translator audiophone in her ear so that she could understand Crato. With Emmy it was not necessary because he could speak English, although with a strange accent. Later I signed both of them who were hidden, and later she heard a triple surprise. And saw three happy smiles from ear to ear. But Crato had no manners, was a brute. He came forward with a red rose in his hand. Apparently he plucked it from the garden without us seeing it, approached my grandma and to the ear but with a strong voice told the following, I have traveled the universe to find the love of my life. And gave the rose with a smile full of teeth and red and wet lips. I thought that my poor grandma had her culinary appetites awakened, but she did not seem annoyed. On the contrary, with great intensity and joy received the flower with emotion and said, "Thank you very friendly. Come in. Now I have the proof that God is God of earthlings and extraterrestrials." "Yes, grandma," said Ami, "there is only God, creator of the entire universe and all the creature that inhabit it. That is why he granted me this wish." "Which wish, grandma?" asked, entering the living room. "That you should all come to dine with me tonight. If he was only the god of this world, only Pedrito would have appeared, because he would not have any authority over Ami or Mr. Kratto. But Vinkita did not come. She was not given permission? Of course she is still a child." Then she looked upwards and continued, "I have a part of my wish still, Saint Cyrilo, incomplete. Never has he failed me. I do not know what is wrong now. Was it not God, grandma?" "Yes, but Saint Cyrilo is like a telephone that I have to talk to God. It is very miraculous. And why don't you communicate directly with God, grandma?" "No, he is very busy to be bothered for an answer over phone for small and selfish desires of an old woman. As Saint Cyrilo lives closer to him, he knows when he can be reached without troubling him, and then he tells what I wish." "Well," said Ami, "finally each one puts on himself limits which they consider more convenient. But I inform you, dear madam, that God has a central phone that he can attend directly and simultaneously as many calls as souls there are in the universe. I know, Ami, but we must also give work to the saints and angels. Is it not? Those poor people may feel that they do not serve anybody if we do not give them some job." Ami laughed out loud hearing that, but Kratto agreed. "Quite rightly, my dear. What is your name, beautiful lady?"
"Lilac, but my friends call me Kylie."
"Lily!" exclamation mark. "What a beautiful name. Don't you have something to lift the spirit out here, adorable Lily?" "Oh yes, would you like the Bible? Just a cup to dry." Ami and I were dying of laughter. Later we explained to my grandma that Kratto was talking about something to drink. "Oh yes, it is not lacking. Wine for Mr. Kratto and... only Kratto Lily, if you do not mind."
"Oh, thank you very much, Kratto. And for you, apple juice, Sam coming."
She returned with a tray that had two common glasses with juices and a very fine glass containing red wine. "I hope that his brand is to your liking, Kratto." "Oh yes, if it was chosen by you, then it is to my liking. What a wonderful color. To see what kind of drinks are invented on this planet." He smelled it, tasted it, put up a happy face and said, this is so good. And very refined. Ideal for accompanying meat juice. This is made from some fruit, right? That is how Kratto is, and by now he has finished his drunk interplanetary tourism. But my grandma seconded him in his bad habits, and a glass of sherry as an appetizer. "No, grandma, he is taking the appetizer now." "Well, then a cup of liquor of mint at the end of everything is good for digestion." Kratto seemed happy, like someone who has found a treasure. A wife like her would make a Terry happy until toothless. "Would you remarry, quintessence of lady?"
"Yes, if the right man appears,"
she responded, battling eyelashes coquettishly. "I thought romance between old people was quite ridiculous. For your age, grandma," Ami intervened, "to you she looks very old because you are a kid, but she is still very young, Pedrito."
"Young?
How old are you, grandma?"
"It is. I just happen to have a 5 ahead."
"And that you say young, ha, ha, ha." I laughed hard. "Just 500 years," exclaimed Kratto, very surprised. Ami had to explain them both the differences in time on Earth and Kia. At the end, Kratto came out to be 60 Earth years and my grandma had 50.
"I estimated you are of 70 years, Kratto," she said, surprised.
"Very friendly. And you, how old are you, Petro?"
12, so much.
I calculated 8. My blood boiled. "Do not fight," intervened my grandma. "Let us go to the dining room." When we entered, I thought we were in the wrong house. That seemed like a banquet table. White tablecloth with lace, thin cups, embroidered napkins, candles, flowers, and a variety of colorful and beautiful dishes. I could not help but admire the tremendous faith of my grandma. She prepared everything without having any surety that someone else would come that night. And she was right.
What table elegance, my dear Lily. Thank you so much, Crato, you deserve no less. Not anyone receives the visit of spatial beings for dinner. The chicken is coming out of the oven. Chicken. Do not tell me that I am going to have to put up an act of cannibalism on this table, Grandma. But for you I have prepared salads a me. I thank you for it. But gotta just see a not very nice spectacle. Would you like to see someone eating similar converted into roasted pieces on the tip of fork and knife? For us a chicken is not the same a me. But for me it is Lily, and that is a corpse, and you are someone eating a deal body. Bueh. Neither do I want to be a spoil sport. But do not blame me if I have no appetite. Do not worry, as you say, you astronomical child. These animals are very good, very helpful, are happy when they have the joy of feeding us, because for them we are gods, ho ho ho. What Crato did not make me happy. And would it make you happy if you were fed your skin to some god? But of course. How will it not be better to be fed to a god than to worms? It would be a joy, and honor, lied Crato, and then later stopped laughing. When we were seated and the old man was about to sink his tooth into a golden brown leg, he said, if we want that we never lack food, we thank God. So God, you are a genius, many thanks for this food, said impurely Crato. Then he gave a big bite into the chicken. There was heard a crack, and later this has a part inside. I think a tooth broke. That happened for not giving thanks, like I said Ami with a mischievous air. That is the bone, Crato. You must eat only the meat around it. Puff, said Ami, looking the other way. Do not get into forensic details. I felt that I was in a type of sacred dinner, because it was the first time in many things, for example, that Ami was having dinner at my home. Another extraterrestrial, although not evolved, dined at home. My grandma came drowned in interplanetary romance, and with a romance in the view also. It was to celebrate, however Vinca was not the dot. That is why deep inside I was rather sad. It was a feast, but she was not there, and not just that, also our future was in danger thanks to insensitive Gora Terry ultimately. Ami learned what I thought and told my grandma everything. You need to have faith, everything is going to be fine, so tomorrow I will prepare a bed for the girl in the room that we left. I was almost filled with sweet illusions to hear that, to imagine my beloved living with me in my house, but as the disappointments hurt, I preferred to keep my feet on the strong and real earth. Do not dream so much, Grandma, you do not know Gora. I do not know him, but God, yes, and I know that. He puts all those obstacles to test our faith, but it is a strengthening exercise for you both. I know that all will be fine. He is not that bad, did not put you together to later prevent your union. When he gives thirst, he puts the water nearby. Some beeps sounded in one of the devices that Ami had on his belt, interrupting my grandma. Emergency, said alarmed and responded. Tell me what? When? Let us go from here. What happened? We asked, dead of nerves. Obstacles. Let us go to the ship. What happened? Teehee-pee-pee came to the house of Vinca and took the three to the armored canopy. Gwack. Holy heaven. I think that if I was more older it would have given me a heart attack. But how dot if nobody knew? An unfavorable coincidence, explained Ami before the open door, by pressing its remote control until the light yellow ray appeared amongst the guards who carried the detainees yesterday. Uncle and aunt of Vinca from the office of the psychiatrist was one who lives very close to the pharmacy where Gora works. He remembered where he had seen him. They found at the pharmacy, and that is it, they caught them by surprise when they were asleep. But do not despair. We have method to rescue them. Are you sure? Sure. Do not worry. Calm down, trust me. Come on, entering the ray of light. And me, Ami? I would like to help, my grandma said. Not needed, stay out of here, Crato was on the prowl. I will remain here to accompany her. Ami thought a moment and said, okay, but it is not known how long we were going to take. Now I was aware that Ami was not perfect, that it was not impossible that we may never return. And I do not want the people here to see those ears and calls the local PP. Can you imagine? Running here and there. Thank you, so come into the ship for a moment, I will slightly change your appearance. Good. Crato was happy, but I had a knot in the stomach over the fate of Vinku, although on the other hand relied much on Ami. This prevented me from despair. Also, I felt much curiosity to see how the old man of Kia would look after transformation. Ami told my grandma that we would be back in 10 minutes and we three got into the ship. Once there he started to operate a computer. A figure of Kratto appeared on the 3D screen. EA. That guy looks like me! Exclamation mark. Although he is much more older. That is you, Kratto, and that old you look, I told him. Oh. Then immediately change that old skin, nuclear child. Ami started to put the orders, talking to the computer. Apply white earthling template, he said, and the figure in the screen acquired the traits that are perfectly normal in a white person on this planet. It was the same face of Kratto, but terrific. Do you like this face, Kratto? A little more younger. Can it be? I should not do it. Let me ask something at the level of the authorities. He typed some keys, waited a bit, and then appeared signs on the screen. Yes, you're out, permitted. Good. I think they felt sorry. Of me? No, of Pedro's grandma, who does not deserve such an ugly old man. Very funny. Come on, stretch my beautiful face, molecular child. Blur features, Emmy ordered, and the skin appeared enough stretched. Yes, another little more now? Only that, Kratto. How selfish. And now get these reeds more pink. Black, you mean to say? Yes, right here the hair is of other color. Darken the hair 2 degrees and the reeds darkened a bit. Kratto was not happy. Can you not make that 500 degrees? It is good like this, and now your eyes will be blue and not violet. Now stay still, magnificent. Done. Instantly he converted into the being on the screen. There appeared a man of around 50 years of age, but very well preserved. Will it hurt, Ami? You are already transformed, Kratto. Look at yourself in the mirror. Quack. Ho, but do I not look ridiculous? No, you look very good, I comforted Kratto. And later you will get clothes of this world, Ami said as we returned home. My grandma really liked the change. What a handsome young man. Kratto. Ho. He did whatever he could, dear Lily. And now we leave with Pedro. Ami, when walking past Kia, take a look at Trask. It has not eaten the entire day. Okay, but do not expect us very soon. I know that you will return with Vinkitu and this very night. Saint Cyrilo never has failed me. And so go with faith, children. I will wait for you until late with dinner ready for Vinka. Ami felt compassion and did not want to disappoint her. You are right, Grandma. But if we are delayed a bit more, a couple of days. Or more. Do not worry. God guides us and protects us, and so even we are delayed, we will come back and with Vinka safely. I do not have the littlest doubt, son, but you are going to come this very night. Sure, Grandma. Exclaimed everyone, pretending surety and optimism, because we knew that the reality would be the opposite. We went towards the danger and nobody wanted to embitter the farewell. To all of us, some same tears fell down when we hugged each other. 7 basement of the PP, during the trip of return to Kia and after a long communication with our infiltrated friend in the PPME, said that there was no person capable of helping us now because due to the priority of this case, extreme security measures had been activated. All the people were very worried and limited in their movements. We will have to manage alone, Pedrito. Go on, Commodore. A couple of little boys against one of the most sinister security agencies of Kia. But we will succeed. Right, Pedro? And what plan do you have? I will go down inside the basement of the headquarters to try to kidnap Vinka and her uncle and aunt. Meanwhile, you remain in the ship. It seemed to me that I was delirious. Forgive me, Ami, but you are mad as hell. From the you cannot leave alive, much less bring Vinka, Gora and Klooka by hand. He said nothing and stood firmly to teach me some sensational things, for example how to put the ship into visible and invisible mode, move it back and forth, move it up and down, launch the yellow light, operate the monitor to see Ami always on the screen, directional microphone and other such things. That is why I say that the astronauts of NASA compared to me are suckling babies. Ami was excited to see how fast I learned that I had been taught. Everything is ready for you to stay in command of this ship during my absence, Pedro, But I hope that you will not have to do anything but simply wait and activate the yellow beam if necessary. We might to stay just over an hour if everything goes as planned. Then crossed a horrific shadow through my mind, and if you do not return any more a me? Dot how do I go back my world? Do not you worry ha ha. That will not happen he said trying to display absolute security but it did not convince me. I knew that that horrible possibility existed although I was also reminded that it is better to keep the mood high be more optimistic and I didn't insist on dark scenarios. We arrived at the barracks at headquarters of PP. We kept ourselves invisible over the building where Vinka and her uncle and aunt were although they were several floors underneath and protected by shielding walls. Shielded with lead Pedro and our vibrating probes cannot penetrate that dense metal therefore will not see our friends by monitors and the least teletransport them. So I will not be able to see what you do the down below. Correct but you will be protected with this he said lifting a dashboard. Appeared below a drawer that contained only one object, a thin cylinder or metal wand that looked like a pen. He took it out of the drawer, put it on his palm and he touched a point with his thumb then the wand seemed to ignite with a golden light becoming a luminous object one as a small and shimmering sun. What a beautiful thing ami. What is that? This is a weapon Pedrito. A weapon? Dot you use weapons. He began to laugh mischievously. Yes, sometimes we have to defend ourselves. Not always do we have the time to use our hypnotic powers especially when you get above a mob of furious uncivilized people. Which is just what you could go through down there with the terrace of PP. He said nothing. He gave me the object. Front its end came a golden flash that touched my chest. I felt a sweet flow throughout the body and I was happy quietly happy finding that life was something very beautiful without fear or renewed aggressiveness of any kind. I looked at Ami and I found the most wonderful being of the world. I realized from something above my everyday mind that I was standing before a soul of great inner elevation and appreciated the fact and I was filled with emotion to have such luck. But Ami was laughing at me. His smile and joy seemed pleasant and contagious and I too smiled happy as him without asking me anything at all. Shortly after I pointed again to the object. There emerged a flash that wasn't golden but of a very light green color then I went back to my normal reality and way of thinking and it seemed to me now that the artifact could have been anything. It is backwards Pedro connects you with your interior parts higher blocking your psychological and most primitive terrestrial zones. But of course this disconnection from the realities of the worlds not evolved makes it unable for one to lead a normal life in them. The effect lasts approximately 10 Earth hours or you disable it for that you have to press it again until the luminosity discharges but in the green mode. I think it's great Ami especially when the enemies are not worlds, but if you're attacked by a mob not you're going to have time to go touching them all one by one. If I am attacked by a swarm of terrace I will do this. He pointed towards a wall of the ship this time came an object a light blue intensity similar to the flame of a gas burner, when he touched the wall it gave a soft click and thousands of small golden stars jumped out that were directed at high speed towards all points of the ship. Some reached me and I returned to find that life was something wonderful. Ha ha ha. Do you see? This is a cluster shot but this bunch of light not only does not harm one who receives it but leaves them illuminated. Nirvana without effort. And does not affect the one who has this object in the hand. He shot a green ball and I went back to normal. Now that's good ami. It is less prehistoric than the horrific destructive artifacts that the geniuses of your planet invent and does not make you affect a towering change like them in accordance with the law of cause and effect. Well now I have to get ready to become the Lord himself Tunk the Director General of the PP. That stinking monster? But you're just a child and he is a fat giant. You are forgetting something Pedro, we can change our appearance. True just like with Krato. But you cannot change your stature dot or you can? Dot, yes we can. With surgeries and prosthesis? Again he began to laugh. No Pedrito just by changing vibrations. Ah of course. Silly me. And how you are going to do to have more weight more kilos? More body mass? It is not necessary just that I look more huge, and it is very easy for our instruments that in less than a second can make a person look the way they want. You already saw what happened with Krato, and the return to the normal state is just as easy. Here on this computer I have the energetic bio profile of Mr. Tunk, and that is enough. Ami operated a few commands and there appeared the three-dimensional image of the unkempt Terry. When you press this key plop, I will become a carbon copy of the head. Fantastic. In exactly 2 minutes Tunk will have a directive meeting that will take about half an hour. I am counting on that time to impersonate him trying to get to our friends and return with them to the conveyor beam of this ship, which you will activate, and four of us will be here. Ah, how easy. Everything will work out wonderfully well, Pedro, you're going to see. Now press the key and do not be alarmed when you see my new appearance. I will be myself even if I have another voice. Let's do it. When I did that, Ami was transformed before my eyes in the awful Terry, who directed his view toward me. His gaze did not resemble that of Ami in the least. With a strong cavernous voice he said, "Are you afraid, Pedro? U-E-M-E-U-R-Y-O-U-M-E? Of course I am. Do not be afraid. And I am now going towards the yellow light that you are going to turn on now." I did so according to his prior instructions. The Amiteri headed toward the light, saying, "Descend this spacecraft until the lightning penetrates deeper levels, as deep as ITS capacity to penetrate about 2 floors above Vinca. After that I will see how I manage." I felt chills before the inevitable proximity to the danger, very frightening for him and for me. How do you know that you're not going to stop right in front of a Terry that will see you arise from nothing? I have taken some precautions. I'm going to appear in a room which at this time is empty. Wishing luck, and then turns off the lightning when I am down there. See you soon. I looked at the monitor to see if he had arrived. There he was, inside a small infirmary. There was no one else in this place. I turned off the lightning and heard the resounding voice by a speaker of the monitor, "When I move to the lower levels you can't see me, then you must have patience and faith." Those were the moments of greatest danger in my life. Any error of AMI, any incident, and goodbye drift to a world always inhospitable in a ship that I didn't know how to make it back to my world. In the best scenario, dying next to Trask in the lonely hut of Krato if the ship was capable of reaching there without any reference. But without Vinca by my side, knowing that worst would have happened to her. No, in this case I prefer to die at once, I thought. I listened to the laughter of the Amiteri, who in spite of over a distance and of his appearance was not losing neither his good mood nor his aptitude to read my thoughts, always such an optimist, Pedro. The child of white, now turned into false chief of the PP, went out of the infirmary in the precise moment in which two Terrors were happening to pass over the, being surprised for the unexpected presence of their highest chief in those cellars. The first adverse contingency. A knot formed in my stomach. The things began to go out badly from the very beginning of the operation. Ami went forward to question them. "EAU2. Where do you go?" "To the blue sector, chief. Leave that for later. I need you with me so that you can help me. Come, please." The men were going to do it, but something seemed rare to them. The look, the second, and one of them said, "Flags of war." "What for do you need flags?" Ami asked innocently. For my horror, the men extracted their weapons and covered my dear friend. I understood immediately that flags of war was a security key, and that Ami was not knowing the answer, the password. The second adverse contingency. "Hands up, one movement and you are dead." Ami did not have time to extract his weapon of pocket to release the beams of happiness. A Terry had taken it from behind with an arm on the neck and a weapon aiming at him in the temple, while the other was twisted Ami's arms to the back and handcuffed him. I was terrified, dead of fear. "Do not look at him in the eyes, this idiot is one of them. They are capable of hypnotizing with sight. Be looking at the wall, you worm. If you turn, you are dead." And you enter the infirmary to look for adhesive tape to cover his eyes and mouth. Later we will sound the alarm. The button is at the end of the corridor. The main thing is that this Extrakiano invader can neither look at us nor say anything. But the adhesive tape might not cover the powerful mind of Ami. When the man moved away, I could see that my friend was concentrating intensely with closed eyes. Then the man who was with Ami kept his arms down with the movements of a robot, put the hand in Ami Terry's pocket, took the weapon of rays and pointed towards the half-open door of the infirmary. A blue flash was seen and a beautiful bunch of fast golden points scattered in the corridor and the interior of the infirmary.